Emerging research suggests that the chemicals used to clean up the BP oil spill might not have been as bad as previous studies have said. This week on the Coastal News Roundup, WWNO's Travis Lux talks with reporter Tristan Baurick from NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, about the latest in oil spill science. Plus, Tristan talks about his search for an elusive bird making a home on the Louisiana coast.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Travis.
We're talking this week from downtown New Orleans at the Go Moses Conference. That's the Gulf of Mexico Oil Spill and Ecosystem Science Conference. It's all about research on oil spills, but with a particular focus on the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Everything from really technical biological stuff about fish to social science research about the lasting emotional trauma of disasters. What stood out to you this week?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time checking out the research on dispersants.
That's the chemical that's used to break up the Deepwater Horizon oil that's on the surface, right?
Right, yeah. A lot of scientists have been looking at the sort of unforeseen effects of dispersants in recent years. So at last year's conference, there was research presented about how dispersants can harm bacteria that can actually do the job of eating the oil. And there was research about how it hurts coral, how it can vaporize oil and carry those particles through the air and into people's lungs.
And this year, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, this year, there's a lot of emphasis on how dispersants maybe aren't that bad or that the negative effects have been kind of overblown recently. Some of this is coming from scientists hired by the oil industry. But there is a National Academies of Science report coming out soon on this. And we're kind of getting hints that it's aimed at correcting the more extreme or negative perceptions of dispersants. So we'll be curious to see what it says possibly next month when it comes out.
I wanted to spend the rest of the time this week talking about this big story you have coming out next week. It's about a little bird called the black rail. You told us a little bit about it in the fall already. It used to be all over the country, and now there are only a few that are left, and they're hunkering down in some of these coastal marshes across the country, including here in Louisiana. What happened to this bird?
Well, we really never knew much about them because they're so secretive and they live in these kind of remote marshes. A lot of the coastal marshes have disappeared as cities and farms have grown. That hasn't really happened a lot on the Louisiana coast, so there's this sense that we have a bit of a kind of a black rail stronghold here. Of course, our coast is rapidly eroding, so that's another challenge for the bird.
Last month, you went on this big stakeout looking for black rails over in Cameron Parish in the southwest corner of the state. What was the goal of that trip? What were you doing out there?
So the scientists with Audubon Louisiana are trying to catch rails and gather basic data on them. There are a lot of gaps in our understanding of rails. We don't know much about their breeding habits or migration, what they eat, what their preferred habitat is.
And so what was it like out there? Did you have night vision goggles? What was this stakeout like?
That would probably help. They actually sort of put me to work. They gave me a fishing net and a spotlight, and we basically spent 4 hours each night. We did it for two nights, hiking through the marsh, pulling a drag line with all of these noisy cans full of bolts and BBs inside it.
That sounds really loud. It seems like you might want to be sneaky if you're trying to find a bird.
Yeah, well, they're trying to flush them out. They live in the grass, and they kind of crawl around like rodents, sort of. When they're flushed out, they fly, but they don't fly far because they kind of fly like chickens do. And the idea is that you kind of hit them with the spotlight, and that stuns them. And then that gives you a chance to run over and try to get a net over them.
And so what do they actually look like?
They're tiny. They're about the size of a mouse. And they have blackish-gray feathers and kind of big feet. And they have red eyes.
And so here's the big question. Did you see any?
I am going to say no comment on that one because I don't want to give everything away for the story that's coming out.
All right, fine. Maybe we'll get an answer to that question next week. Tristan Baurick is an environmental reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, and his story about black rails will be out next week on NOLA.com. Thanks, Tristan.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Travis.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.